Hey everyone, just wanted to let you know this is gonna be another short episode. Life has been crazy. A lot of my time editing the episode goes into like the first week of production, and with the holiday in the middle of that week, it really threw off my time to edit and work on the episode, so it just kind of fell behind. So this is gonna be a short one. I'm sorry. I got to a point where there were some audio issues later in the episode. You may hear them, you may not, even notice. And it kind of, on top of already being behind, it just really frustrated me, and I just kind of lost the will to continue editing. So this one kind of fell behind, and I just haven't had a whole lot of time. So it's been really tough. Again, this is gonna be a short one, so I'm gonna try and get all the stuff out of the way. So first off, make sure you go check out all the other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network over on the 8BitGeek.com, such as 8-Bit Legends, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts and Garbage Day, and of course the 8-Bit Geek. You can also find us on Discord, which we have links on our website. You can find our merch shop, which there's links on our website. And you can join us on Patreon, patreon.com, The Epic Geek. You get extended episodes of The Epic Geek, the Kevisode, when that gets released, that'll be there. And some other cool stuff like the ability to play video games with us and to have access to a secret chat on our Discord, all that fun stuff. It's really cool. Make sure to follow us on Facebook at The Epic Geek, Twitter at 8bit_saga. If you use the hashtag 8bitsaga, we'll name a character after you, like the ones that were briefly mentioned in this episode, like Kubrick von Kyle, Lindsay, Osterhausen, and there's one later, and I'm gonna not name them right now because I don't want it to be a spoiler. So, okay, real quick, actually, before we get started, this Saturday, July 15th, we're gonna be doing a drunk stream over on Twitch, twitch.tv, The Epic Geek, and we'll be playing some PUBG and golf with friends, all that fun stuff. So if you're hearing this before then, make sure to join us 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We also just got a Minecraft server up and running for those that are interested in Minecraft. I've talked about maybe building some like saga maps and stuff in there, so you guys can kind of like visually see kind of what some of the layout of buildings look like that the guys went through. You can get the IP and stuff for that in the Discord chat. So again, make sure you go join our Discord. The next episode should be released, fingers crossed, July 28th. That's it. Let's get to the episode. I'm sorry it's short. I'm sorry it's late. I'm guessing it's going to be late. Who knows? Let's just get to it.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Crew of the Tin Sparrow continue their hunt for Nubdris' murder on Nar Shaddaa. While the crew did get sidetracked, taking care of a few wanted bounties and starting a new business venture, the crew eventually tracked down the three bounty hunters who recently bought poison from the exchange. Clearing Osterhausen and Kubrick von Kyle, the crew corner Lindsay on her ship, where she's ready to blow them all sky high.
Fuck all y'all, get off my fucking ship. I will fucking waste all of us.
Oh.
And I...
No good.
Hey, and I look at her with my seductive eyes.
And she primes it.
Stop trying to seduce him and mind trick!
Do you have a move object?
Huh?
Do you have a move object?
I can just do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would be versus her strength, I guess.
You use the force?
Yeah, use the force.
Okay, I'll do that. That's a 33.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's good enough to snatch it out of her hand.
And so I grab it and I go,
Nah.
She's still got a gun pointed at Chubrub.
She could also shoot.
I've also got quick draw.
Yeah. Roll initiative.
Willie?
12.
Kale?
22.
Chub?
26.
Sawbone?
21.
18.
She gets to go first.
Yeah.
You're still kind of just holding that thermal detonator.
He said he held it.
He said he just held up. Yeah. He didn't say he disarmed it or anything.
I fucked up.
So she's going to aim at the thermal detonator and give y'all one more chance to get the fuck off her ship.
One more time. Get off my ship.
I say if we're going to go, let's break the game. Let's do this. Let's stay.
Mark, you still have a mind trick, Mark.
I can't. It's not my turn. We're in a combat situation now. I can't do it.
Whose turn is it then?
It's her turn. She used a weight maneuver. It's your turn now, Chubb.
I mean, we just get off the ship real quick.
I mean, we could just get off the ship because I feel like that's the way it's meant to go.
I have a feeling that
we're going to be chasing her into space.
I slowly back away. I'm gonna suggest we get out of here, guys. Maybe this wasn't the best idea. You have a lovely ship. You have a great night. Here's a coupon to the Lenny's.
I mean, again, you can bypass your turn and let Mark go first and try to mind trick her. Yeah, so if you want to try that first.
That's what I'm gonna do.
And then decide what you're gonna do after that.
Sure.
That changes the order.
Okay. You're gonna drop your weapon. We're your friends. You're gonna hear us out and follow us no matter what.
It's a 22.
That does pass.
Wow.
There we go. Yeah, Mark and Obi. I am not shitting in your bed tonight.
Hi. She puts her gun down.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to pick it up. Actually, I'm just going to jump at the detonator and try and disarm it.
It's just prime, so it's not like it's about to blow. It's just one of those. All I have to do is
hit a button.
I deprime it.
Smart.
Smart.
And I put it in my satchel.
There you go.
There you go. All right. She's like,
what do you want with me? Why are you on my ship? I don't take kindly to people just bum rushing my ship, holding me captive, trying to fuck with me. What do you want?
Did you waste a hut this week?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you know anybody who did take out a hut?
I mean, I've heard rumors of people talking about a bounty on a hut.
Like what? Like who?
I'm not sure who posted the bounty, but I know some people who are interested in the job.
Can you give us some info? We're just looking for a lead, okay?
I don't understand how this has anything to do with me, though.
Oh, because we thought it was you.
But why did you think it was me?
Oh, well, I don't know. But if you could give us a lead, we'll leave you alone.
There's a ton of bounty hunters that would be interested in this job. I mean, I need...
Yeah, this bitch, but why went down from poison that only you and two other people had unbought.
The Psyox poison? That motherfucker.
Oh.
I had a friend, he contacted me, said he needed it.
Give us the friend's name, please.
His name is CJ. He's another bounty hunter. He goes by the name of the Lost Boy.
You know where we can find this cocksucker?
Last I saw, he was on Nalhutta.
Do you have any coordinates of his last coordinates or anything?
She goes to her terminal at her thing, and she like types in some stuff, and she was like...
Last I heard from him, he was on Nalhutta, and his ship is parked on this docking bay.
And she gives you the information, like the coordinates of that docking bay. And she's like,
that's the last I've heard from him. I mean, he's probably still on planet if that's where the hut was killed, that he killed.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Get the fuck off my ship.
You have a lovely ship.
Okay, so you guys just gonna go back to the ship and go sleep for the night?
Yeah.
We had a long day.
It has been a long day. Did a lot of things.
A lot of stress, a lot of personal discovery.
We'll say at some point you guys went and dropped off the bounty for Narc. It's awesome if you guys haven't already. You guys took it to the a cantina. We'll say you guys do that before bed. It's like one of the last things you do. And you get 10,000 credits for that kill. So you guys go back to the ship. Anything you guys want to do before the next morning while you're on the ship?
I'm going to take the hat that we took off the pimp, and I'm going to waddle over to PN15 and be like,
hey, PN15, see how this looks on you.
Actually, it looks pretty good.
I feel like a fancy droid.
I think this is your new upgrade.
Yeah, and he kind of like struts back to his corner.
And I said, change his name from PN15 to P P-I-M-P.
Yeah, P-1-M-P.
P-1-M-P. And I look around the corner at him in that hat, and I go, pretty girly if you ask me.
And
you can hear me and my heels go down the hallway.
I'm just going to send a quick reorder for more headshots. So.
Is that your last one?
What's that?
Did you hand out that last one and got shredded?
I have 4,000.
Sure.
I just need more.
The entire cargo bay of your ship is just filled with crates of his headshots.
Crates of headshots.
And then that crate of Needler ammo.
Yeah. The pallet
in his room, right?
Yeah. No, so there's two pallets of your headshots.
And then a pallet of ammo.
Still a lot of space in this thing. It's actually a really big cargo bay.
Yeah,
it's
a big cargo bay.
There's also two
tanks. I have a pallet full of explosives.
The cage is in there. Pallet of explosives that he bought from the last place, mm-hmm. and two tanning beds. So it's actually starting to get a little crazy.
And don't forget about fuel. That actually does take up space.
Mm. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's still pretty big.
It's in the fuel room.
I was counting that.
Anything
else? Are you guys just going to go to bed?
Yep.
You guys got a lot to do tomorrow.
Nap time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's the next morning. You guys get up. P15 once again is out there cooking breakfast for you guys. It's like, good morning, fellas.
Hey, do you take requests?
He looks down at his, like, the pans and
he's
stuff.
He's already made the food.
Like, bacon frying and there's, like, eggs and waffles and pancakes.
Like, triple play.
He's like, I might be able to make something. What do you want?
Oh, what do you got?
Well, I got eggs. I've got some bantha bacon. I've got, I can do some pancakes or some waffles. I've got bacon and sausage and hash browns and home fries. And if you want, like,
hash browns and home fries.
Yeah, if you want some, like, biscuits and gravy, we can do that. I can make, like, a breakfast burrito. I mean, just whatever you want, man.
Do you have, like, one of those, you have red potatoes? Can you cook some of those up?
Sure, like the home fries.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you make them, like, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
What?
No, it's just get restaurant. Meta? This restaurant is on a Coruscant. It's called Little Stevie's.
Oh,
and it's, Little Stevie's. Apparently, they're really good. I'm a robot. Can't eat. But,
okay, that's what I want.
All right, so he makes you some home. That's all you want?
No. I want it all. But I want those specifically.
Right. So he makes you some pancakes and some waffles, some scrambled eggs, breakfast burrito, bacon sausage, some home fries, some hash browns, and some biscuits and gravy.
And I eat. I only eat like a little bit out of each plate.
Uh-huh.
And then I just go, thanks.
No problem. Anybody else?
I'm going to walk into the kitchen really grumpily because I already know that this food is made by PN15. And I've also got like a face mask on, like a morning mask, which is green, and so is my skin, so it kind of looks off.
Oh, are you going to make your own food again in front of him?
Yeah, so I walk over to the pantry.
How can I help you this morning, Kale?
I've got it.
No, it's
bucket
fine.
Of bolts.
What? No, it's fine. I'll do it. No,
no.
I don't do much.
No, I'm good.
But it's, I can.
No,
but
and we're like scooting around each other. No,
but just
if I could just
this. Please stop.
Fuck it. And I go and I sit down at the table.
So what do you want?
I'll take bacon.
So he brings you a plate of bacon. Well, did you like some Java or some juice or some blue milk or some tea?
I'll take blue milk.
Okay.
Aren't you lactose?
Oh, yeah. I'll take that blue silk milk.
It's like I already started pouring the blue milk. He just pours it back. Then he grabs like the other carton and he pours it in that. Puts it in front of you.
Where's my crazy straw?
He just shuffles over back over the thing, opens a drawer and rummages around and pulls out. It's just a normal straw, but it has a bendy top.
Ooh. That's fancy.
This is all we have.
I shoved the blue milk off the table.
Oh, man.
I take my plate of bacon and I leave. I'm not a morning person.
But as you start leaving, you notice that I'm sitting on the couch with a drink with your crazy straw in it.
Oh, what?
Thanks, PN.
No problem. There's only one.
I can't say anything because my hero's that's drinking.
It's actually not true. There's a whole box of them, but I don't give them two fuck-asses.
Fretch it.
Anybody else want some breakfast?
Yeah, I'll take some breakfast.
What do you want, Willie?
I'll just take some of the things that you have.
Okay.
I'm sick of blue milk, though.
Got some biscuits, man?
Yeah, biscuits. You want some gravy on that?
Oh, no, I got some Twi'lek jelly.
And I just kind of pull out a baggie of your, goopy innards.
Is that what you call it? Twi'lek jelly?
As a person, I'm disgusted. But PM15 is like, cool.
Sawbone?
I'm just going to take some bacon and eggs.
All right.
So you guys eat your breakfast. You get dressed and ready and all that stuff.
Hey, Willie.
Yo.
Did I hear you singing while you were getting ready this morning?
Sometimes that happens.
You got a nice voice.
Oh, thanks.
All right, so you guys get off the ship. He's in the spaceport, so he's in the same spaceport as you guys because the sector that you're on. So you guys can just go find a little astromech droid. Kind of looks like a mix between like R2 and was it T3? What was it? T3, yeah. It's kind of like a mix of those two, a little more rounded than T3, but still kind of has those weird bulky legs.
Double.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we should split up, and then the first person to see him call everybody else over.
Sure. So you guys want to do that?
Sounds fine.
All right. Decide how you're going to pair off or split up or whatever.
I guess we
there's
all just,
five of you, so.
I guess we all just, we're at the middle of the spaceport. We all just go
okay.
Several ways.
Let's give me some ground. Give me some perception checks, everybody.
16.
All right.
22.
All right.
28.
All right.
25.
All right.
19.
All right. Chubrub spots him. He's in platform 42.
I relay that information on to the homies.
Okay. He is just like beeping around. He is going up to like every different ship that's in this area to the pilots and just like kind of just coming up to them and like beeping at them. And you see a lot of them just to like kind of ignore him, like look at him, be like, get away, get out. I don't need passengers. Stuff like that. Just no one's really paying me mind, but he's trying to get off planet.
Is this a capture or kill?
It's a capture.
Let's just get him to come up to us and take him back to the ship.
Yeah, he is looking for a ship, right?
Okay.
True facts.
Yeah. So I'm going to waddle up to him and be like,
hey, man, you looking for a ride?
He beeps confirmation at you.
Hmm. Does anybody speak binary?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yo, man, I don't understand you, but I got a homie that speaks your language, and we got a ship. So, you wanna dip out?
You see him? He kind of does that like little shimmy thing that like R2 does when he gets like excited.
That's goddamn adorable.
Yeah, it kind of beeps at you, like, and you can tell just by the kind of tone of the beeps that like he's excited and affirmative that he will follow you.
All right, so I start plodding along.
All right,
we all go back to the ship.
You guys go back to the ship. Follows you up the loading ramp onto the ship.
I mean, we don't have to.
We have to turn him in for the
bounty. We do have to turn him in.
Or we can have an astromech droid.
Listen, he's wanted for killing children.
Yeah, for real.
He's wanted in relation to,
yeah, in relation to.
A fire in an orphanage that killed some children. Who hasn't said that? He's just wanted for questioning at this point.
We could have PN15 check his databases, see if he did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are gonna.
Hey, PN.
What's up, fellas?
Oh God.
Hey, check this. Check your boy out.
Oh, another droid on this ship.
Oh, don't worry. You're our favorite.
I'm not.
Good well, most of us favorites.
PN, if you were my favorite droid, I wouldn't have given you that dope ass hat.
He is still wearing the hat, yeah. And he's like,
yeah,
yeah. Kind of bobbing back and forth, like,
look at my hat.
He's like, all right.
XA. Our other droid is gonna look at you real quick just before we fly off.
Some security scans.
Look at you. Just some security scans, just to cover our bases.
So, VN15. I think for the protocols, it's like one of their finger things, like opens up and it's the little spike.
That's a port. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So he does that and he just into like the face of that astromech wherever its little port is, just like boop. And he's running checks. Is there anything specific you guys want to look for in the check?
Yeah, like a video of his of the memories. Orphanage.
Well, P15 is looking through his like memory core and stuff, and like kind of just like scrubbing through the video feed that he's getting or whatever. You guys can't see it, but like he's just kind of watching stuff, and he's just like,
"Yeah, total case of wrong place, wrong time." He was there with some people looking to adopt some children, and then there it looks like it may have been like a gas line explosion. And killed his owners, and the fire looks like he killed the children. It seems like, you know, he spun out, he got out of there quickly because of the fire and the explosion, and that must be what the cameras picked up, him darting out of that building, why he was wanting a connection, but he seems to be innocent.
Can you pull that video off?
And send it.
And put it on this data pad?
Sure thing.
All right.
Clear his
so
name.
So he downloads that.
Check his data records to see if he can cook. Oh. And then I look.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Cold-blooded.
With his... So he's got one finger in the one's face, and with the other one, he just shoots you the bird nice and slow.
Sassy robot.
Sassy robot.
So he gives you that video.
Xay, were you trying to leave because you were in trouble for this?
He was just scared. Just, wanted to get off planet, wanted to get home.
Okay. Well, with this video, I think we can clear your name. I'm not sure what you want to do from here, but we got this ship if you want to stay on it.
It beeps confirmation.
We'll keep you safe, bud.
I run over and grab a Saga sticker, and I slap it on him. And it says Team Saga.
Yeah. And I get he whistles. And excitement, and his like head spins around, and he jitters. And
you want to get yourself acquainted and do an overall check.
Just kind of goes around the ship, checks out the ship, the layout and stuff. Goes and like talks to Linkby. They have a little conversation, all that stuff, and then he goes and plugs into the computer on your ship and stuff, and starts running diagnostics on the ship and stuff.
Cool.
Now y'all got an astromech droid.
All
fuck
right.
Yeah.
First thing we got to do is turn this thing into R2-D2.
You guys contact the authorities or whatever, and you guys send them that, and they're very grateful, and they remove the bounty off the droid.
But we get money.
Do we get the money still for...
No.
No.
All right, next
we didn't. We solved the mystery. We didn't catch the culprit.
So we are still on our ship?
I guess we're going to a new planet.
Yeah, we're going to go look at
we're going to go back to a planet, but
new planet to search for the CJ. Second, third time.
Yeah.
What time is it?
What time is it?
Yeah. Presently.
What currently, right now?
Yeah.
In real life? It's 9:43. It's 9:43 a.m.
Nice.
Wow, we did all that in the morning.
Yeah, you guys woke up. Like, let's say you guys woke up around 8. Guys. You like, did breakfast, and you guys found him pretty quickly. Huh?
Takes like 30 minutes to get to Nahutta.
Takes 2 hours.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to Nahutta today.
What do you want
to
do?
He has to attend the...
I got my first all-employee meeting today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe we just hit the fast-forward button to 7 p.m.
All right, so you guys just hang out on the ship. You watch... You binge-watch something on Spaceflix.
I really want to watch the first season of The Carbonite Fist. I heard it was pretty good.
Oh, that's really good. Fuck.
Yep.
Fuck. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, the yep. Durasteel Fist.
Oh, the Durasteel
Fist. Durasteel. Ooh, I mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys binge watch the Durasteel Fist. You're all kind of disappointed that it wasn't good as the other
Very disappointing.
Series. It's not bad, but it's just,
It's
know.
No Spare Devil.
It's no Spare
I just
Devil?
I don't know if that works.
Space Devil.
Space Devil. Space Devil. It's
no
Space Devil.
Dare.
Is that like the enemy
Dare
of Space
Devronian?
Devil?
Daredevronian.
Daredevronian. But anyways, it's not as good.
It's not as good.
But you guys watch that. It's about 6 at this point.
Is there a place where I can download books on...
Books on tape.
Books on tape.
The internet.
Spottable. Just kidding.
Smuggler's Bay.
Yeah. If you want to pay for them.
I mean, I'll pay for it. I just didn't think there would be a book about pimping on that I could pay for.
Pimping for
I
dummies.
I mean, if it's legal, if it's legal, then I don't see why there wouldn't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, someone on Narshadar wrote a book about pimping.
Yeah, pimping
yeah.
for dummies.
Especially in like Hut Space and stuff for sure. There's definitely probably some how-to guides and for dummies and
yeah,
for idiots.
I'll scan that over today.
Okay, so you're going to read those.
Freaking
so very informative. in ways that you didn't imagine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Willie is a virgin.
Yeah, so there's a lot of You're actually asking around the ship for some what meanings of some words
like,
are.
I imagine I have like 18 encyclopedias open,
but there's some that you won't find in those encyclopedias.
Okay,
because some of the things that they're referencing are just not there.
I would go to Kale first.
Yeah.
I'll teach you all the terms.
Yeah. All right. So again, it's about 6:30.
I'm gonna head that way.
All right. Just you. You're gonna take your crew.
Well, I'm going.
Who wants to?
I'm interested.
I would
in
like
business.
At least one person to come with me.
Yeah.
To show a little.
You've been talking about this for
some
so
muscle.
Long. I got to be there for support.
I mean, it's right next to the Abercrombie and Biff, and I kind of like the idea of a pimp coat. So,
okay, are you going to go too, Mark and Obi?
You come along.
Nah, it's okay. I'm going to hang out on the ship.
Oh,
he's going to watch. He's going to try and watch as many of his movies as he can while you guys do this.
I'm going to hang out in my room. Yeah, like Charlie
Brown joke. All right,
I put on my my Jedi. Nightgown robe.
Sure.
It's got a nightcap and everything. It's lace.
All right, so you guys head that way. If Chubb was going to go buy something, you're just going to go. Are you going to miss this meeting, or are you just going to go in there and just grab? Like,
I'm just going to go in there and grab the gaudiest, fluffiest coat I can.
Okay. It's really long because it's for like a female that is of average height. So. About 2 feet taller than you.
Awesome.
So it's going to drag
behind. So it's going to drag behind.
I'm not even going to put my arms through it. I'm just going to wear it like a...
over the shoulders?
Like a cape.
It's so dirty.
It's so dirty. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just like fur of who knows what origin.
Can I get a really big digital clock on a gold chain?
No.
Damn.
You are not going to be the Ewok version of Flava Flav.
Yeah.
How much?
It's like it's going to be a 1,000.
Oh, all right. I'm going to grab another one for KLD bag.
All right, so he comes back. He hands you the jacket.
Oh, cool.
You guys are standing there like waiting, and then not long after 7, they start showing up. And they're showing up like pairs and stuff. And eventually all 8 of them are there.
As they each one of them, or in pairs, they come up, I'll hail them well met, tell them my name, ask for theirs. And
okay. Every single one of them, they all say, okay, sure. All right, they're all now just standing there. I want to know what's...
You have those names now, right?
So Cinnamon, Star Glow, Stardust.
Peaches.
Peaches, which is the Gamorrean. That's fine.
Peaches the Gamorrean is...
Yeah.
Yes.
Tootsie.
Diamond.
Diamond. Diamond? Yeah, Diamond's good. Like a Tiffany with an eye.
Oh, Tiffany's always a stripper.
Yeah, Tiffany with an eye.
That's not a stripper name.
How many is that? How many you got?
And
7.
Phil.
Yeah. Star Glow is the Twi'lek.
Oh, yeah, what are all their races?
You want to go through that right now?
Sure.
Let me see the list. Cinnamon is going to be another Twi'lek. Stardust is going to be a human. Tootsie is going to be a Duros. Diamond is going to be a Cathar. No, it's going to be Tiffany with 3 eyes.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a Gran.
Yeah, the Grands have 3
Yeah.
Eyes. I was waiting for that joke, but I didn't know.
Yeah,
I love it.
And then Phil, the Gungan.
A Gungan.
Yeah.
Oh,
Gungan,
goodness.
Which is going to bring up some issues for Chubbro.
Do I need to make a will?
Sorry. Oh, goodness gracious. All right.
Miss, I love you a long time. Miss a horny baby.
Oh, no.
Miss, I got the time. If you got the money. Money. Okay.
All right, so what's happening?
Miss, I take that bad dick. All right, we're done.
Yes.
All right, let's start again. Good evening, ladies.
They all say hello, and then there's one.
I hope you all did very well last night. I don't know how much of the new business plan that Starglow and Peaches have relayed to you, but the new plan will be 60% to y'all and 40% to me. I hope that works quite well over all around. I gave a holocom number to them last night, but I actually have a new one that I would like to give you. It's for a personal holocom. I give that out.
Okay.
If you need anything at all, just contact me. Anything at all. I've got a few. I'll just go ahead and introduce. This is Kale D-Bag. This Duros here.
You can call me Mama D-Bag. And this new business plan is for you. We give you the tools to succeed.
We And this is Chub Rub.
I just stare at the Gungan and start growling.
Come on, Chub Rub. You can.
I spritz him a little bit.
Beautiful friend.
Gosh.
Right, so don't worry, ladies. That wrath will not be used for you. Just for anyone who messes with you. Be assured that anyone who does anything to you will probably end up like your old boss. He's dead. Most definitely. Of course, if you know any others who might work for someone else, let them know that this is a new plan. There's
an incentive program.
Room for many. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
They all seem to understand what's going on.
Okay.
Understand. They've been doing it for years. Just a new gig.
Otherwise, everything should stay the same. I hope you find yourselves more well off after this point. I appreciate you all taking this change in management so well. You're free to go about. I probably won't be able to meet you here every night, but hopefully this building actually is mine soon. Just going to let you in on that. In 2 days, if you can meet me back here, and we'll settle up from the 2 days before. Thank you.
All right. And with that, they'll leave the alley, and they go find their corners. They all agree with everything you say. They're excited to be making some money. So there you go. Should you go back to the ship?
Yeah.
You guys board the ship for another night there.
And we can leave.
Are you guys going to head?
Only seven.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It is only seven. All right. So you guys get on your ship. You guys want to head back to Nalhutta now?
We're going
to
plot a course for Nalhutta.
All right. 2 hours later. I'm guessing not much is going to happen in that 2 hours unless there's something specifically.
I was just going to take the coat that I was wearing and then put it on PN15.
Okay.
So he's got a hat and a coat now? Like, why does this droid need clothes?
PN15's a free droid.
He didn't give you no socks.
That's not how it works. All right, so you guys fly back to Nalhutta. You guys land around 9 p.m. You know where he is. You know what landing pad and stuff he's on, so you guys can just go land there if you want instead of...
Yeah. Let's land on top of the ship and crush him.
Oh, God.
Crush him.
All right, so you guys land. You can see his ship. You guys are like on a big landing platform again. You know, it's a bunch of other ships landing and stuff, but you guys can see his just right across the way. Tell me what you're doing. What are you guys doing?
We have landed the ship, and we're going to exit the ship.
Yep.
And go... Chub Rub's going to place some, like...
Ion grenades or real grenades?
Are there anybody around the ship?
I don't have any ion bombs proper. I just have bombs. I have anti-ship mines, but I was just going to use regular explosives.
Okay.
I want to disable it, not blow it up.
Will you guys give me some perception checks? Everybody.
22.
Okay.
25.
All right.
23.
All right.
21.
All right.
19.
Okay, everyone but Mark and Novi.
So close.
You notice that there doesn't seem to be anybody at the ship. There is another astromech droid that is buzzing around it and, like, fueling stuff and, like, fixing stuff. It's just kind of doing a little maintenance around the ship.
Can we get PN15 to do the same thing that he did to XA and see if we can find out, like, when the dude left or... where he might have gone.
You can probably ask him.
What's up, fellas?
Yo, yeah. Pimp 15.
What's up?
Can you go chat up this little astromech droid, see when the owner of that ship's going to be back?
Sure thing.
So you see him kind of clamber off the ship, just kind of then just, shuffle over there as...
We'll take the jacket off and the hat off before he gets off the ship.
Nope, he's wearing it.
Does he demand to?
Well, no, but you didn't ask him to.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. When he comes off the ship, he's still wearing it, but you guys just take it off of him. Okay. And he's not very happy about it. So he walks over to the droid, and, you can see him talking to him, and you kind of just hear, like, your comms and stuff. It's like,
hey, what you doing? Uh-huh. Hey, so can I just plug my finger into your face? No? Huh. That sucks. You sure? Okay.
And he just starts shuffling back.
Guys, he said no.
There was an attempt.
He said no. So
at least he respects consent.
Can you just do it?
You want to force myself on him? That seems a little risque. Something I'm not super comfortable with. Just forcing myself onto another being.
Just invoke that droid brotherhood.
Yeah.
And see if you can find out where his
just do it.
So he goes back over and he just kind of like the droid just kind of looks at him again and beeps at him like kind of warningly like, hey, fuck off. Mm. And he like finger out like get ready to plug him in the face and the droid shocks him.
Like, Kale's going to laugh audibly.
And he's like,
fellas, I may need some assistance over here. You guys should probably try to hack him or something. I mean, we can hold him in place and hack this motherfucker.
Someone hold him down. And I'm going to walk over to do technology. Technology or mechanics?
It is like a used computer.
Sure.
Check.
Oh, net 20.
Fuck
plus
yes.
9. 29.
Okay. And with the help of PN15.
No.
He is
No. No.
Yeah. You're sure?
I refuse to offer it.
Are
no,
you
no,
sure?
No, no, okay. No, no, no. I'll do it.
All right.
I'm so
he tells you. He gives you all the information that you need to know. He tells you where CJ is gone, and he tells you that he's gone to meet the person who hired him, and he's going to get paid for the job that he did, and he tells you that it was Uldrick. Uldrick placed the bounty on Verbok, and he missed, and he killed Nundris. And the droid just gives up all that information. He tells you where he's at, and he's at Uldrick's mom's house. Uldrick is hiding out in his mom's place.
Classic.
And that is where CJ is headed.
Yep. Piece of shit.
Yep.
That's
so they
bitch.
They give you the coordinates to the house.
All right, I say we nuke it from orbit. Only way to be sure.
Oh, his poor mom.
Fuck him.
Yeah, I think we should relay the information back to the huts first before we go to the house, and then we go wreck that fucking house.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm so down with that. All I'm right. So down to take out Older.
All right. You guys contact the de facto leader for now is Gargonzola. And she's like, do it. She gives you the clear.
Green light.
She wants you guys, yeah. Because you guys present the proof of, like, the conversations you had with people, and then you send her the data from that droid so that they just gave up. So, yeah, the huts are on board. She lets you know, like, normally we'd ask you to bring them in so we could testify, but this seems good enough. So if you want to bring them in, you can. If you want to fucking kill them, you do what you need to do. For sure, kill the bounty hunter. If you want to bring Uldrick in, you can bring Uldrick in.
Oh, yeah,
we don't care what you do with them, with that the mom, because she spawned a piece of shit. Mm. So,
all right.
Mm. So you guys, I'm just gonna say you guys just jack some speeders. maybe you rent them. I don't know, but you guys get out there.
We're there.
Yeah, you get there.
Speedy Pete speeder rentals.
So you guys arrive at the little hut. There's a bunch of other ones around. It's just a little like neighborhood sort of thing. It's just right outside of Bilboosa, the capital city.
Before we go in, I turn to Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And I,
Kay?
I'd like to do a mind trick on him. any catchphrase or any anything that you say to these enemies have to be super positive and reinforcing of a great lifestyle choice.
You're just saying I can't be mean,
right?
I have to be. Nice
you have
to
be
everybody.
Super positive.
Okay.
It's a 16.
Oh, I didn't pass.
So yeah. So, like, any negative thing, you have to turn it and spin it. And, like, even your catchphrases.
Fine. I'll do it.
I say we just go through the front door.
Just go through the front door?
Just go through the front door.
All right. So, as you can see, that's the front door right there. There's a long hallway. There's just a bunch of, like, it's like an end table there with some, like, potted plants and, you know, like, family photos.
It's a terrible hideout.
I mean, they weren't.
It's his mom's house.
They weren't expecting you guys to one to find them, and then two to find the any of this. Like they think that they're in the clear. So you guys are outside that main door. It is closed currently. It's to like their main living quarters.
Everybody, draw.
Can I force thrust the door?
You can.
Okay,
I'm gonna do that.
Force thrust.
I'm gonna ready a flash grenade. And whenever he blows in the door, I'm gonna huck a flash grenade in.
All right.
It's an 18.
You blow that door open. It doesn't like go flying off or anything. It just you just blow the door open. It's still like attached and everything.
I yell in there, peekaboo.
24 to flash grenade in.
Okay, just throwing it in anywhere. Just
I'm gonna try. I guess yeah. I can't really see anything, so I'll just towards where I think people might be.
Okay, so you just toss it kind of towards the center of the room ish. Yeah. I guess it's just a flashbang, so there's no damage or anything, right? It also wouldn't do it. So okay, so they're just stunned.
It does whatever the DMs assign.
Okay, that's fine. It's gonna stun them temporarily, and also like so, and they're gonna be blinded for three rounds.
Okay. That works.
Just for fun. So okay, so you guys are gonna just bum rush into the room now.
Yeah.
All right, position yourselves.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.